Blog Talk Radio.
Your name and where you're from.
What's going on? This is Peso Best Ever.
What's up, Peso Best Ever? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Doing all right. Getting ready to get this show on the road. Finna go over this political news, entertainment news, and then we'll do some sports news. And then we're gonna get back to you, Mr. Peso Best Ever, and do your live interview. We're gonna play a few of your tracks, man. Get you out here to the public. Let the people know what you're doing.
No doubt, no doubt, man. For real, you know me, man. Live by the ways, you know the old school Marcus Garvey theory.
I heard that. Heard that. Explain that to us. What's that Marcus Garvey theory, brother?
Basically, to be in control over every aspect of what you do and how you maneuver about it, controlling everything from the positives, even controlling the negatives in your life.
Okay, I agree with that, man. Positives, negatives, everything, being in control of it. You know what I'm saying? That includes your finances and your well-being, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, man.
Peso, tell the people where you're from, man. Tell people a little bit about yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, Peso Best Ever. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, you know, small city in Pennsylvania. It ain't too much going on, you know what I mean? Basically, when you're in areas where there ain't too much going on, you develop an inside hunger for yourself. So I'm from a small city, you know what I mean? But, music artist, you know, I sell my music, live off my music. A lot of people know that, but it definitely is a form of discipline that I'm very much enhanced to. So, you know, it's me. You know what I mean, I'm mostly an inspiration to a lot of entrepreneurs and everything, and their inspiration, you know, I'm inspired off them as well. So.
Okay, you say you sell your music. Where do you sell it? Online? How are you selling music? Are you doing door to door?
No, I'm not doing
making that living, baby.
No, I'm doing. I wouldn't say door to door. I got a. I'm a negotiator. I negotiate with different companies and everything like that, stores in general, to let me sell my music for a living. And basically, you know, they let me get my music off in exchange. You know, I help out with the establishment as well. Also try to have music lined up at other places. You know, the old school grind, being there ain't too many people doing it, it left the door wide open. And I took, you know, I took it for myself and just gave it a 2020 enhancement.
Okay, so in this world of digital sales and people trying to get on these different digital platforms, Apple, SoundCloud, what we got? Google Music.
Yeah,
Peso Best Ever is selling CDs at the trunk. Selling CDs at
the
store. You printing them out, baby. You putting that hard work in on it. You just not selling for digital.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I mean, like, I got it going on digital, too. I try to keep it on a low front end. You know what I mean? I'm close to 6 million streams online. Basically, that comes into a form of a royalty percentage that I get every 3 months. But I'm also selling it on the street, too, on a day-to-day basis. So I make sure money is coming in day-to-day and on a 3-month regular royalties.
Okay, that's what's up. How many albums do you have online? Are you streaming?
I have 220 mixtapes online, and I have 4 albums online.
Wow, 220 pesos.
Yeah, 220 mixtapes. Yeah, I bet when music, listen, it's like when it becomes a form of living and your music and whatever you do, it's not more considered from a foreign format of entertainment. I mean, it is, but see, my music is money. So when I make a record, it goes into a storage where I could just make a catalog of different recordings and I release them 7 tracks, 10 tracks at a time in the streets. And then for whatever I don't put in the streets, I put it on the internet for people to listen to. So I record a catalog of music.
So if you could say, how many albums do you think you sold, you know, at the stores? How long have you been selling music like this? How long have you been doing music?
Well, I've been doing music ever since I was young. My father, he was a drummer. So I not only did I rap, but I had experience in instruments as well. My father was part of a band. But I've always been indulged with the entrepreneur spirit of, you know, selling things, started with newspapers and things like that. I've always liked to be in control of everything. But I say music ever since I was I started at like 7, and far as me selling my music, it started like around 2009, 2010. From there on, from, you know, going to school and everything, I just wanted to be in control of whatever I did. So I basically put my music to be the main objective of how I survive. But far as how many records I sell, I couldn't tell you, but I easily could do an easy 200-400 a day.
Wow, okay.
I get up, start early in the morning, get off late nights.
Okay, hey Peso, are you just rap, you know what I'm saying? Do you sing? You know, tell the people what's Peso's specialty?
Well,
do you have a specialty? What's your genre, you know? Genre.
Well, I basically don't have no genre. I do everything. Like, when it comes to my music, my theory is kind of similar to Bruce Lee. I'm like water. I fit in any container. I do multiple styles of music, which puts me all over the place. To put me in a certain genre would probably be almost impossible because I like to switch it up. But I don't do that as in a form of trying to show off. That's naturally me. I'm a music man. Like, the first album I ever got that was given to me was Metallica's Black Album. And the second album that I ever got was Green Day's Dookie album. Now, those are 2 rock albums. I didn't get into hip-hop later on until I say I heard Tupac's Hit 'Em Up, and I liked the competitive nature behind it. But what got me mostly into the music format is that I found the way that my everyday life could be into a record.
Okay, I can dig it, man. Hey, Peso, how about we get into one of your tracks, man? I want to play one of your tracks for the people, let them hear what you got going on. Let's go with, how about Rap Star Dreams, man?
Yeah, Rap Star Dreams, man. It's a song for any local artist. It's basically dedicated to the local artists, you know what I mean? And it gives everybody that insight of how it is to be an artist. You know, I mean, not a dope boy on the side, none of that, just 100% artist. So yeah, that's a very deep song.
Okay, let's hear what you got going on there, Mr. Peso. We sure appreciate you calling in. This is Peso Bestseller, Rap Star Dreams.
Rap Star Dreams too. DJ Payne again. Bright lights. Work hard. Results come. That's the laws of life, right? Peso Bestseller. Follow me. City bright lights, fans open mic. Turn an open mic to a concert night. Everybody's there when I take off. It's so real for the show, they took the day off. Have a fan base, I don't need support. You can't judge me, you are not a court. Champagne courts off the top as the waves splash. Just a million streams, it didn't come fast. Organic work, that's by all means. Your sacrifices made it comfortable to have a team. Downfalls like the river is your haters' plot. This music life has its burden, but don't miss a stop. Shot in his head as he left the booth. What could an artist do to have a violent loop? I felt bad, he was us, another rising artist. That jealousy has a price when you shine heartless. Never take for granted all the days here. We say it's hard, but we made it to another year. Write our pains in these songs, this our way out. Work for self ain't the norm, but a good route. Take chances, but you're gonna have to lose friends. The envy one's gonna talk, the loneliness begins. Sit back, enjoy it, life by the portion. Eyes at the ocean, sipping on some potion. Rap star dreams need a new life. These sacrifices bring pain, but the mood's right. Celebrate success, no more normal ways. Off the words in the mind, you are now paid. Beating obstacles, they can cure your scene. Then you wake up to these million rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Took a trip to Philly, caught a bad time. Lost my wallet, a few bads, and my book of rhymes. All I had left was my book bag. With no money in the city, had to move fast. First gas station by the Asian stores. The music in my book bag gotta work for sure. Hour after hour, no sales, but they notice me. There is no choice, gotta sell my mentality. Dude pulled up in the Benz truck. Bought the album for 20, said just because. 20 minutes later, out of nowhere, homie pulled up. Is this all you? I said yes, he said pure luck. Told me don't worry about the ticket, I'ma see you. But before you go, look, somebody wanna meet you. He heard your CD, it was Gilly, King of Philly. He said let's record. Rap star dreams need a new life. These sacrifices bring pain, but the mood's right. Celebrate success, no more normal ways. Off the words in the mind, you are now paid. Beating obstacles, they can cure your scene. Then you wake up to these million rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
Rap star dreams.
That's what it is. That's Peso Bestseller. Live from Erie, man.
Yeah.
Rap star dreams.
Most definitely. You notice that record, everything I talked to you, you know, prior to that, I said it in that song.
Exactly, man. Exactly. That's what's up. Man, that's some dope lyrics, Peso. You always come with dope lyrics, man. What's the biggest compliment you ever got from anybody that you let listen to your music, that you pass out the CDs, man? Anybody ever come back to you, gave you one of them compliments where you were just like, man, thank you, appreciate it. That makes me feel special.
There was a fan of mine that was addicted to heroin, and one of my records got her off. It inspired her to get on drugs. That was a really big moment for me right there.
Well, that's dope, man. Do you You have the name of the record? Can we? Is it online, or do we have to do the Peso Best Ever?
I don't know. I don't know if you got it.
It's called Thankful.
Thankful. Okay. I don't have it right now, but we can find it. We play a little bit later on in one of these shows, man.
Yeah.
If you allow us to.
Like, my music is it's a life narration. I try to help people to balance things out, to let them know that I understand. And what I mean by understand, a way that I can understand all humans, is like this. We're all human beings. We all have pain. We all have happiness. We all have those certain emotions, no matter who you are or what you do. And because of that, I didn't limit myself to any particular type of style. My style is life. It's reality. So, you know, when I say certain quotes, like I have a quote, you got to start from the mud to get clean water. So basically my songs is basically like a life coach to people. And I try my best to try to reach them, to try to motivate them. Even when I make songs that are down, I try to motivate them to how to handle the pain and the agony as well. So that's what my music basically is.
Well, it's Peso. You say you want a motivator. Are you? Do you consider yourself a role model, or you know what I'm saying? I can pop your CD in, let my son listen to it, and he'll get motivated behind your lyrics.
Yeah, most definitely. I make sure that it's successful. Like my fan base ages is from 6 to 60. You know what I mean? And even sometimes, 6 to 60 years old, and it can even get bigger than that. You know, because I speak from a perspective, and I don't curse in my music. I did before at one time, but you know, I don't curse in my music. That was easily more so of a decision. Well, I didn't have to, because I wasn't angry, and I was able to write out how I felt without being negative in any type of way. And I feel when a person curses in records from a form of entertainment, depending on how it's coming, you know what I'm saying? You either talking to the people, or you're trying to entertain the people. See, I'm not the skin. I'm the skeleton of the situation.
Right, I can dig it. I can dig it, bro. Peso, is your let's talk about your brand. Do you have a company that you represent? Do you have a company that you call yourself? You know what I'm saying? Outside of Peso, is there another brand that Peso promotes himself as?
Or that you deal with directly? Yeah, I have a company. Actually, it's under an LLC that I own called Grind Gain Entertainment. And basically, I haven't really been recruiting all heavy or nothing like that, but I do have individuals that are involved with that, such as Big Chris, C Notes, a couple people. But basically, it's a gang of individuals that like to grind. And I had a clothing line at one time. I had a lot of things, but I put the brand, I wouldn't say put it on hold, but I kind of like put it on pause until I can get things established, because trying to juggle a career within your brand at the same time, I had to let something flourish first.
Right, so you can double back down on that brand. So let's talk record deals, man. Is Peso going to stay independent forever? Peso going to make an independent label, or Peso's going to sign? What's Peso's future?
Peso's not going to stay independent. The only reason Peso isn't signed at this point right now is because the music business is closed as far as recruiting at this point. And I would like to be with a major label. I have no problems with the music business. Everybody got problems with the music business. But you sign what you sign. If you don't choose to read what you're supposed to read and do what you're supposed to do, basically follow the instructions, then you're going to be put in a situation. You know what I'm saying? But I want to get with a major label, and I know I have the means to do it. You know, I was in talks with plenty of companies. It's been a lot of close calls, things of that nature. But when the COVID thing came, it kind of slowed everything down. Right before the COVID thing came, I was supposed to open for Kevin Gates at Bogart's. I was supposed to open up for Twister in Kentucky, and everything was excelling. And then everything I put on hold. And I even had a conversation with everybody from Top Dog Entertainment with Kendrick Lamar. I got close to dealing with Drake at one time, but I was with an indie label, and that was cut loose. And a lot of close calls. But I'm very confident when the music business opens up, I'll be in a good position very easily.
Okay. So we're looking forward to 2021 maybe. You know what I'm saying? We just don't know about this COVID, man. It's been a rough year, 2020. Has it reflected on you business-wise? I know you just said your brand slowed down a little bit and some deals slowed down with this COVID-19 going on. What you got planned for 2021?
Well, to be honest with you, it slowed that down, but it didn't slow up the money. My music is selling even faster than it did before. I mean, to be honest with you, I'll tell you like
okay.
this. Anytime it's termed a pandemic or anything like that, the owners are going to survive. It's like, I hate to say it, but only the strong survives. And being that
okay.
I'm in control over my product to sell my product, you know, the sales have been going straight. You know, the only thing that really been slowed up is like show performances and things like that. But far as 2021, hopefully if everything opens up, I want to expand. But things I want to do mostly in 2021, I want to expand my CD business. These stores haven't had CDs in their stores in a long time, and the reason why, because they sell other artists' music without their permission. You can't sell Lil Wayne or T.I. without their permission. So I plan to come with written contracts in order for you to give these multiple stores positions, you know, permission to sell my music, and I hope to get my music in over 20 stores.
Okay, sound like you got a plan, man. Well, it sounds like you always had a plan, so you've been doing pretty good with yourself, man. I'm real proud of you, man.
It's about staying afloat, man, till you get at that point. You just got to keep gas in the car till you get to your destination. I'm not looking at to get rich right now. I'm not looking at nothing real big. I'm just looking to keep myself going until I get to that established position, because that's the whole thing about that people have to understand about life. We all have the same ending, but we don't have to have the same middle thrust or the same beginnings. As long as you know what you want to do, as long as you know how to do it and be disciplined and be consistent in what you're doing, you will get to where you need to go. We've seen this movie happen plenty of times in life.
Right. I can dig it, man. I agree with you. I want to get back into another one of your tracks too, Peso. This one right here is Karma's Company.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the flip side of when people say misery loves company, where karma loves company. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I can dig it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's basically a flip side, like misery, karma, of that such, but it's self-explanatory. You know what I mean?
Right, right. I can dig it, man. Well, let's get into this Peso Best Ever, Karma's Company. Yep. Here we go. Studio 73.
It's just education. It's not motivation. I mean, it's still motivation, but now it's education. Karma's Company. Of course. Follow me. Never backwards, it's fast forward. You always get what you grind for. All human beings, talent fit design. But not every clause have a stitch line. Speak of mental practice when you on your grind. This discipline you hold aside has to now apply. I do 16 hours, 2 water breaks. Get like 5 hours sleep back the next day. I don't write songs, I write memories. Torture to my haters, my accomplishments are misery. Had a smoke session with my skeletons in the closet. Worked out fine, can't put the lighter in their pocket. No postpone, post, Shinner topics. 32 copies gone, magic profits. I control the options. We take mud, turn the water from a spring fountain. Yeah, none better. Albert Einstein in the grind gang sweater. Besides misery, let's have more to see. I recap as I sit as Karma's Company. Follow me. What goes around comes around, but what's around when you no sound? They say move in silence, I ask why. My advertiser speaks marketing, it's all lies. Real feedback from the people in time. I don't judge my success from likes online or the streams, even though I make a killing. By now I should be at like 3 million. And yeah, I wrote the in the verse. My pen got arrogant, it has to work. Less work. Forget the ladies. Haters first. 5 days. Karma's Company. Karma's Company.
Karma's Company, Peso Best Ever.
Yeah. You see how the music speaks how I feel, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I can dig it, man. I'm sure the audience can dig it too, man. Peso Best Ever.
Yeah.
What project you got out right now, bro? You want to tell the people to go and download or go check you out right now? What Peso's latest?
Well, actually, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I got a new project that's on streaming platforms called Goat Music. It was produced by an artist from my hometown named Jeremy DJ Salt for Flavorful Productions. And I got three new mixtapes, No Job, No Drugs, No Government, Almost Famous, and, what's the third? No, it's two mixtapes. Yeah, it's No Job, No Drugs, No Government, and then it's Almost Famous. So I got those three projects online. And you could get Goat Music on the paid platforms, and you could go to audiomac.com to listen to the other ones.
Okay,
just put Peso Best Ever in the
search. Peso Best Ever. So if we searching for you online, videos, anything, we just look up Peso Best Ever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually a registered artist. You know what I mean? So if you say my name in Google, I'll come up automatically. You know, just put
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
Are all your Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is the same account? You want to let the people know where to reach you at?
Yeah, well, the Instagram at This Is Peso. You know what I mean? But when you put in Peso at This Is Peso, PAYSO. And basically, if you put in Peso Best Ever in Google, everything will come up automatically.
Okay.
Everything will come up automatically.
Okay,
Peso.
Shout out
to Studio 73.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you for coming on the show. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a reflection of 2020, man? What you thought about this year?
I thought this year reflected the real character of a lot of individuals, how people truly felt. The things that they talked about in their living rooms and dining rooms really came to the outspoken at this point. That's how I feel about this year. I think that this year was a real wake-up call, and this year should also teach everybody, don't take nothing for granted. Because, you know, when things were going good and everybody was getting their money and everything, nobody thought that nothing could slow up. They thought everything was going to be a piece of cake. You never know what's going to happen in life. Always prepared for the worst and always be prepared for the best.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. I know 2020 threw me for a loop because the beginning of the year, I didn't even manifest Studio 73 until about 3 months ago. My whole year was planned on doing some other stuff.
Well, you know what? I'm impressed because you took a real swift independent front shift. And for the listeners that don't know, you know, this is one of the owners of Swag Nation magazine. You know, the first magazine to ever put me on the front cover. You know what I mean? You know, Archie, he's the man that's on here with me. He believed in me. And I just want to say, man, that magazine was basically my PK right there. It was like my bio forefront. And actually, labels looked at that article. A lot of labels looked at that article and really brought some attention to me, man. So, and then out of nowhere, you come with Studio 73 and you make another shift in your independent forefront. So now you got something that you own for yourself. So to be honest, man, I want to give you your flowers while you're alive and congratulations for what you got going on.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Peso. And yeah, you were my first cover too, man. First cover I designed. I had to cut you out and do all that and did all that and made that cover, man. I was proud of myself. And then to have artists with your quality, man, and how you flow and how you handle your business, it just solidified the whole independent artist movement for me.
Right, right. And I, you know, no matter how big I get, Arch, you know what I mean, I'm always in depth to that, and I appreciate that. So it would never, it's nothing but a text to me, and I got you. You know, that's for life. So I appreciate that.
Well, I thank you, sir. And what I'm gonna do, Peso, now we're gonna get you a chance to salute out to your fans, man. We're gonna end it. We're gonna end the interview with your song Super Soul Saturday. But you want to give a shout out to your friends, man. Anybody out there special you want to give a shout out to, you can give a shout out to, man. This is the platform to do it at. Tell them thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Dad, I want to give a shout out, first of all, to Covington, Kentucky. Okay, I want to give a shout out to Kentucky. They show me a lot of love, man. I want to give a shout out to Newport, Kentucky, Cincinnati. I want to give a shout out to Iowa, you know what I mean? Alabama, California, all my fans, you know what I mean? My hometown, Erie, Pennsylvania. I want to give a shout out to everybody that buys my music and support me, because that means a lot. If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't have money in my pocket. If it wasn't for the fans, I wouldn't have food to eat. If it wasn't for the fans, I wouldn't be able to put clothes on my back. That's how deep this is with me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank the fans, because without the fans supporting my music, I wouldn't be able to make a living for myself. So thank y'all.
That's what's up. Peso Best Ever. Live out of Erie, man. I appreciate you calling in. You can stay on. You can stay on as long as you want to stay on, brother. I'm finna go through the news and the entertainment and all that good stuff coming up in a minute. But now we finna play this Super Soul Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get it.
All right. You want to tell the people what that Super Soul Saturday is about?
Well, Super Soul Saturday is a radio station. See, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. And basically, we don't have too much of a radio station on a daily basis, okay, like other places. That's why it's so difficult. We don't have a radio station to really listen to a lot of hip-hop. So they'll let us have one day, and that used to be Saturday. And Saturday was our day, you know, as far as African-Americans with the radio. And that's the day that, you know, the show was called Super Soul Saturday. And, you know, it's not on anymore, but when it was, it definitely was our musical moment. So that's what the record is dedicated to. And that day you had to clean the house, sweep the crib, you know, get up, Mom Dukes, you know, got you handling business. But that's what that song's dedicated to.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Peso Best Ever, man. Appreciate you for coming on the show, man. I hope we do a couple more interviews in the future, man. See what's going on with you in the future.
Anytime you need me, man, as my career progress, man, if I got anything important to come out, man, I'll make sure Studio 73 get it first.
Well, I thank you, bro. Here we go, Super Soul Saturday.
Let's get it.
Peso Best Ever. I ain't gonna keep you waiting. Clothes under the bed. Clean it, what mother said. Super Soul Saturday radio, swing ahead. Small city ties, cold still in my eyes. Light the mirror, side of the bed and apply. Power and perfection echoes through my mental. Did it off my words, this weapon can shoot simple. No difficult incentives, we strive for blessings. Started off a rumor, but then became a lesson. Overmax confidence, dealing all alone. Mafia approach the stores more alone. Grown man status, the hater just gotta deal with. I don't need you, my records come with a sales pitch. Mind over all, discipline I inherit that. Never carried inside, focus on work drive. No time for time wasters. Go to my city plus favorite, please hate it. Magazines like 10 times. Ask Google about mines. Ask the fans about mines. No static connection, I connect fine. Hip Hop 89. See, I'm the inspiration of risk takers. Suicide bars, haters got wrist waiting. Music, I lie 100, no downgrading. Peso Best Ever, music's hope waiting. Echo. Alright, let me go back in here, man. Everybody is copying everybody. Detroit's flow or Future's vocal party. No creative creators, just money baiters. A million streams is 5K out the basement. Imagine a million copies. These record labels are stressed, so they change the market. Peso is a stress, I sell regardless. 500 per day, look, my own market. My fan base is luxury to my product. Cooking up science, so later I sell the knowledge. Illmatic playing in my headphones. I can't even hear these hip-hop clones. Entire music business is a broken home. Doesn't bother a god, I just control the zone. Feel normal basis to most, I just embrace it. Y'all can't take it. I ain't rapping, I'm speaking to hard workers. Can't be lazy and complain it's not working. Super Soul Saturday. And my city was the best day. Straight classic for the masses. Had to be aggressive with my passion. Yeah. Super Soul Saturday. I'm gone.
Okay, let's start over. What happened?
My wife, her car broke down, so she took my car. She went to clean my car out, and she found her CD, and there were 67 of her CDs in my car.
67 albums.
67.
I had no my dad dropped that much.
That was Erie's very own Peso Best Ever, Super Soul Saturday. I'd like to thank Peso for coming on the show, man. Studio 73, man, we live and in effect. I'm going to go into another track. This is my man's NG Black, man. This is one we started with. We're going to go back down to it. NG Black, straight out of Paris, France.
Lane to the tent, off the slab so all my haters can see me same man. Crack a smile, then they get blinded by the platinum. Pop the trunk and it broke, you didn't have to do it to him. Houston, we got our own swag. There's a reason why my pants sag. This money pistol and my nuts, they don't hang, they fucking drag. Plus I'm tipping slow while I'm sipping on the fold. Cause all I have is me, 1D in the fold dough. HPD, some motherfuckers use your partners to set you up. I guess they get paid on how many niggas they put in handcuffs. I'm an H-Town player, I gotta keep my record clean. My eyes low from working overnight, cause got a prescription for disco dean. My favorite color green because of my two favorite themes, the Benjamins and Mary Jane. I'm holding green and smoking green. H-Town swag, can't be made, gotta be born with this. It's best to be our associates, cause y'all don't wanna see us pissed. Look at what it do, gon' slow my music down. Pour a fold in my cup while I shine.
I got my
H-Town swag, candy paint on my lap, and I'm tipping on folds. That's the way the game goes. With the H-Town swag, what it do, gon' slow my music down. Pour a fold in my cup while I shine.
I got
my
H-Town
swag, candy paint on my lap, and I'm tipping on folds. That's the way the game goes. With this H-Town swag,
I got to come down, I got to be holding. My pockets like a hit to your jaw, they be swollen. Man, hold up, I'm about to clown. I done pop my trunk, represent H-Town. Working wood real, I got diamonds in my grill. In the studio, I gotta showcase my skills. Showcase my skills, you know that I keep it real. Pop another pill, I'm getting high on the hill. Broke them boys off, now they bitches call me daddy. Elbows keep spinning when I stop, hop out that caddy. What's up, Northside? What's up to the gas? Wayside coming down, and we all about our cash. Got to move fast, I gotta stay ahead. I gotta stack my bread, rest in peace to those that's dead. Hey, Ruger got signed by Jay-Z, a gold royalty. It's because of you, Fred, that Pineology believe. H-Town,
what it do? Gon' slow my music down. Pour a fold in my cup while I shine.
I got
up my grill.
H-Town swag,
candy paint on my lap, and I'm tipping on folds. That's the way the game goes. With this H-Town swag, what it do? Gon' slow my music down. Pour a fold in my cup while I shine.
I got
my
grill.
H-Town swag, candy paint on my lap, and I'm tipping on folds. That's the way the game goes. With this H-Town swag.
Oh, scars, just you.
I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately, and I can't get you out of my dreams. Thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately, and I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream.
Yo, I'm trying to live the life of the rich and famous, you know. Be well known for my entertainment, but when you around, I kinda lose it, can't tame it. Hear the sounds of a lion that's on the prowl. God, I'm saying, oh shit, got to have a bet. If I don't get it, I'm blocking all your numbers, your brothers, cousins, and your mom too, shit. Don't turn it around on me. You know you wanna hit your knee. Have me turn it around, get a peek at the people, not me. I'm African queen, Miss Portuguese, gonna see a Siamese, gonna stop off these, feeling like Moby on Bobby. Grab your back, won't get sloppy. No flopping, we keep it, no stopping. Like M.O.D. with the mobbing, don't teach a handle a job, and there's no man like my man, but try it.
I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately. And I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream. Ooh, wait, wait. I'm thinking about being with you, baby. You're all I think about lately. And I can't get you out of my dreams. I wanna make you scream. Ooh, wait, wait.
scars, just you. Man, oh 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 man. Guess what? Man, we have a new president. Joe Biden has defeated Donald Trump this past week. Joe Biden has collected 290 of the electoral votes compared to Trump's 214. Joe Biden got 50.8% of the votes from the popular votes, 76 million, while Donald Trump got 47.5% with the 71 million. This election has the biggest turnout in all of history. And were you a part of it? Apparently a lot of you was a part of it, because it was 160 million people that voted. Largest turnout in American history. So what does this mean for our country? It means we have a president, a new president. It means that this is a new beginning. It means that we're starting over again. So we had 4 years of Trump. So now we are preparing to have 4 years of Biden. But do you understand what's going on right now, though? Do you understand that Trump has not conceded the election? Trump has not said that he gives up. Trump has not said, all right, I've lost. I agree with you. Do you realize Trump can keep this on for as long as he wants to? He can keep it going until it goes back to the House of Representatives. And I don't know. It's been tradition lately. I say lately because it's been years and years and years and years and decades and decades and decades and centuries and centuries since anybody has challenged the results of the Electoral College vote. But here we are. Donald Trump is poised to provide us with more
of his, I would say, entertainment, or I could say his way of thinking, or I could say Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump, and he's always going to be who he is. And he is not a quitter. He is not a believer in any kind of traditional way of doing things. Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump. So what does that mean? That means that Donald Trump, if he chooses, does not have to concede to the election results. That means that Donald Trump can sue the states. That means that Donald Trump can say that the votes were close enough to where he could drag this on and on as long as he wants. And I didn't understand that part. But you know what? YouTube is a powerful thing. And if you really want to dig down deep into it, man, you can go into YouTube and type in the guy that broke it down from TED.com. He's on YouTube. And it says, what if a presidential candidate refuses to concede after an election? Well, he broke it down pretty good. It's never been done before, but there are legal ways. Even if a candidate has won the popular vote, the electoral vote, that the incumbent person does not have to concede the election. And that's where we are right now with Donald Trump, who says, his team says they're going to sue Pennsylvania. And I imagine he wants to sue everybody because, you know, he has made it known that he is not going to go quietly into that good night. You know what I'm talking about? And if you ask me, he's always been this way. He's never changed. Lepers don't change their spots. He's going to be who he's going to be. And until further notice, even though Joe Biden has won the election, your sitting president is Donald Trump.
Baby.
baby's mama, the strongest one. The boy ain't man enough to take over. Ain't no fairy tale because we can't live happy ever after. Sick of mothers raising their sons, labeled as a bastard. Enemies come from everywhere. Friends, the ones that will bring you down. Don't nobody want you to help a thing. They quick to put you down. Only the strongest vessel to make it. That negative, you have to shake it. It's time for us to come together. New Orleans, if we take it for granted, man, I wonder. Trouble-minded, trouble-hearted, but you kept me at peace. Through the hardest of times, you always helped me breathe. Now I'm waking up, face deep in tears so cheap. How can a man in this world with a mother or wife take another man's life just to instigate a strife? They made a martyr of a man for taking his own life, and they misused the teachings of our greatest sacrifice. Hurricanes, earthquakes, mudslides, and tsunamis. Is it what lies beneath me or what lies above me? Should I really believe what I see on TV? There's no one here to love me, so who on earth can judge me? And I wonder.
That's that Hosta Gospel. That's that old group, the COC, the Legends of Darmstadt. Before that, we had Gemini the Queen with Ooh Wee. Before that, we had H-Town Swag. Rest in peace, David Painology Williams. We miss you, brother. We're going to keep your memory strong, though. Yep, you heard me? Well, I think our hours is good enough for the show today. I'd like to go back and thank Mr. Peso, Best Ever, for coming through, hollering at Studio 73. We're going to end this show today. I'm going to end the hour early because it seems like that's a good enough time. 1 hour, we did a lot in an hour, man. We got a lot accomplished. So we're going to roll up out of here with that Peso Best Ever, man, Karma's Company. We're going to holler at you.
It's just education. Not motivation. I mean, it's still motivation, but now it's education. Karma's Company. Of course. Follow me. Never backwards, it's fast forward. You always get what you grind for. All human beings, talent fit design. But not every clause have a stitch line. Speak of mental practice when you on your grind. This discipline you hold aside has to now apply. I do 16 hours, 2 water breaks. Get like 5 hours sleep back the next day. I don't write songs, I write memories. Torture to my haters, my accomplishments are misery. Had a smoke session with my skeletons in the closet. Worked out fine, can't put the lighter in they pocket. No postpone, post, shinner topics. 32 copies gone, magic profits. I control the options. We take mud, turn the water from a spring fountain. Yeah, none better. Albert Einstein in the grind gang sweater. Besides misery, let's have more to see. I recap as I sit as Karma's Company. Follow me. What goes around comes around, but what's around when you no sound? They say move in silence, I ask why. My advertiser speaks marketing, it's all lies. Real feedback from the people in time. I don't judge my success from likes online or the streams, even though I make a killing. By now I should be at like 3 million. And yeah, I wrote the in the verse. My pen got arrogant, it has to work. Less work. Forget the ladies.
haters first. 5 days. Karma's company. Karma's company.
Wait a minute, man. I forgot to talk about some sports. I forgot to tell y'all that Tom Brady got his ass handed to him by them Saints. Hey, man, I ain't hating on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a fucking goat. But y'all know Saints destroyed Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. And I'm sitting up here looking at the NFL stat leaders, man. And I'm looking at, do you know who your stat leaders are this year in the NFL? Do you know that Matt Ryan is the passing leader? Matt Ryan is number one, followed by Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, and Teddy Bridgewater. Think about that. Think about this. Dalvin Cook is the rushing leader in the NFL. Dalvin Cook, followed by Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley in the top five, former of the Los Angeles Rams. Think about this, Minnesota. Stephon Diggs is the top receiver by yardage, followed by DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce, Robbie Anderson, and DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I said DeAndre Hopkins, Houston Texans. How y'all feel about that, huh? How you feel about it for real? And on the defensive side of the ball, man, I'm gonna go down the list of the leaders, man. Blake Martinez, tackles we talking about right now. Jaylon Smith. Blake Martinez leads the league in tackles. New York Giants. Blake Martinez. The New York Giants, man. Then followed by Jaylon Smith. Then followed by Eric Kendricks. Then followed by Raekwon Smith. Devin White, Tampa Bay. Come on, man. Do y'all see this common theme about this about these leaderboards? Your leadership doesn't mean that you're winning, baby. It means you're doing a lot, but you ain't got a lot of substance about yourself. We got sacks leaders. Aaron Donald's up there, man. 9.0. Come on, man. Myles Garrett. Cleveland Browns. I forgot to call out the teams on the last one. My bad. Trey Hendrickson, New Orleans. Brandon Graham, Philadelphia. Emmanuel Ogbonna, Miami. Sack leaders. Look at the teams they're on. L.A. Rams, Cleveland Browns, New Orleans Saints, Philadelphia Eagles, the Miami Dolphins. Now, I must admit now, Miami looking pretty good this year. That defense looking pretty stout. So, y'all coming up in Miami, man, just know they really ain't going for it. And Tua just really showed out the other day, man. Tua did his thing. I think Tua did all right. And interceptions, man, J.C. Jackson, the New England Patriots. Xavier Howard, Miami. Kendall Fuller, Washington. Still don't have a name for the team. What are y'all doing? Carlton Davis, Tampa Bay. Pierre Desir, New York. Jets, the Jets. Come on, man. I sound like old Dion. Come on, man. Or is that Michael Irvin? One of y'all, whoever the fuck did it first. I'm going to be like, yeah, what you talking about, man? But we talking sports, man. That's a sports league. Yeah, y'all know the NBA season starts December the 22nd. So then we're going to start talking about the NBA in a minute, man. It's going to be NBA and it's going to be NFL. Man, I'm sitting here reading about LaMelo Ball on the mock draft. LaMelo could go first. Think about that. Think about how you your path to this money and fame, to this NBA, to the sports. Man, think about how there are different ways to get to different situations and different positions in life, man. You don't have to do what's been done before. You can switch it up. Hey, man, ask Donald Trump, all right? You can switch it up. Well, anyway, man, that's my rewind. I'm sorry, man. I forgot to do that. I forgot to tell y'all about that stuff right there, man. Man, sports in what a world we live in. Let's go to sleep. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye from Studio 73.